Okay, I'm here with Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. You're all in ready for the festival. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
I take it it's not your first time to Brentwood.
I only live up the road.
Yeah, so you're local.
I was on the... I spent 2 years on the Braintree and Witham Times as a reporter when I was young, so it's my patch, really. Chelmsford I know well. Yeah, and no, we played the centre here. We played the Brentwood Centre a few years ago.
You're touring again. You've got the best year of our lives, 40th anniversary tour. Is that set to start in November, or has it already started?
No, that's all through November. Yeah, that's with not this band. The band I'm playing with today is my usual band. But that's bringing back the original members of the band from the Best Years of Our Lives album. So Jim Cregan, who left me in 76, 77 to go to Rod Stewart, and Stuart Elliott's coming back. And Duncan Mackay's coming home from South Africa, where he's lived for 25 years. So it's the original band plus a couple of... Because my bass player died, so there's...
And you got some here. You got Dublin. Have you got one in Belgium as well? On that tour in November.
I don't know. It'll travel.
1974. Going back, the album "Best Years of Our Lives" was released, produced by Beatles recording engineer Alan Parsons. Make Me Smile. I played this on the radio earlier on. The opening, it's iconic. Really, are you going to be playing that track today?
Yeah, there aren't many times I walk on a stage anywhere in the world and don't play it. I don't mind, you know. I think people, you know, today I'll play, what is it, an hour and 10 minutes or something. And
it was a number one single in 75, February. It was your biggest selling hit, a million copies. You must be really proud of that. It's fantastic.
A lot more than a million. It still sells today. I mean, yeah, it's amazing. It's got a life of its own, that song.
You had Tina Charles on the original.
The backing vocals is Tina Charles, Linda Lewis, Liza Strike, who was a famous session singer. Some good names on that record.
I know you've been in a recording studio recently. Ordinary People. Come out sounding like potential hits. I know you've added some extra melody to it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a good song. It started life written by Jim Cregan and Robert Hart, and they gave it to me 5 years ago, and I sat on it. It's been sitting on my computer for 5 years, and I hear it now and again and think, I really like this song. And then I said to Jim and Robert, look, you know, it needs extra, it needs a middle eight, a new section, and are you in for letting me give me a free hand? Because it's like, well, they've had a song for 5-6 years that hasn't done anything. So it's not earning them anything. So that they're quite happy for someone like me to come along and say, I'm going to make some alterations for a bit of the publishing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's business. But, I mean, and they just said, get on with it. So I made some changes, and I've made a record of it, and we're really pleased with it. We're going to play it today in the set.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Are you obviously looking forward to play? It's local, a local gig for you, I suppose, playing local.
Yeah, it's easy this summer. We're playing here, a festival. I'm playing a festival in Norfolk, which I should also get home from.
Do you enjoy the festivals? Yeah. Is it still got the same? Is it got the same buzz?
Yeah. When I was at the main stage at the Isle of Wight 2 years ago, the promoter, John Giddings, you know, the contracts were all signed, and he just said to my agent, will Steve just do one thing for me? Will he open his show, his set, with Here Comes the Sun, which I had a big hit with, you know, my own version of it? So I said, yeah, I don't see why I can't do that, John. What? And it's a gas. You know, I'll do it today. And the fun is, we open the set with it outdoors. I very seldom play it indoors. And the fun, of course, I have a great sense of irony. And the fun is, if it's really sunny, it's part of the atmosphere. And if it's pissing with rain, there's a touch of irony about it. Certainly. I love singing Here Comes the Sun, guys, you know, irony.
You got the sun today as well. It's meant to be raining, but it looks like it's held off.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah. We were talking about Google earlier on, because I know you're doing a crossword. I've done a little Google, and I found out that the Performing Rights Society confirmed that Make Me Smile is one of the most played records in British broadcasting.
Yeah, I've heard that. What do you know? I mean, I see the PRS returns 4 times a year, and as I said, it's got a life of its own. It's phenomenal.
Fun writing.
I wish I had 10 of them, but it's...
Do you still do a bit of writing?
Of course.
You still do it all the time?
Many people, new record coming out.
Certainly.
No, I'm recording a new album up in Bury St Edmunds
now,
as we speak.
A lot of listeners won't probably realise you do a lot of charity work. You've got your Childline Rocks, the Classic Rock Magazine Awards Ceremony, London Park, that was in 2009.
Yeah.
Mines Advisory Group, for disabled children, you're ambassador.
No, it's not. It's for Mine D Minor. It's to raise funds and the awareness of mine clearance in Vietnam and Cambodia.
And you went? You went to some of them, have you? Have you been out there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been. Spent a night in a hammock in the jungle, about 6,000 feet up a mountain. I've been in a minefield with the D miners in Cambodia, all body armoured up, you know.
Yeah. Is that still a problem over there?
There's hundreds or tens of millions of landmines.
Still active.
Well, yeah, they were left behind by the Khmer Rouge when they retreated.
Mm.
You know, this is a bit of fun. You know, let's have some fun. Let's maim and kill people.
Yeah.
And they left millions of these things. And there's whole villages in Cambodia and Laos where they don't go to school or they can't leave the village, really. You know, and there's guys, I met loads of them with one leg, you know, that they've been, these young men themselves had stood on a landmine.
Yeah.
And then they get a prosthetic and they become D miners themselves,
which is
fascinating. So we raise a lot of money by, we take these treks. I did one through Cambodia, which was fantastic. I mean, that's a place. And another one through Death Valley in California, in about 95 degrees Fahrenheit. But it's a, what do you do? It's I work a lot, but I have a lot of free time, and it's I like adventure and experiment. I like that. It's,
did you do a bit of journalism for a while?
A
lot.
I was qualified, dear. I had 4 years of it. I was 3 years in Colchester and Braintree when I left school, training. And a year in, my last year was in East London, in Whitechapel, Crayland.
Well, I'm glad you've gone to the music because we wouldn't have had some of these fantastic hits.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you on stage, Steve.
Looking forward to it.
So, so you've got a really busy year ahead. What do you do when you're not gigging?
I travel, actually. It's madness. I mean, people hate airports, but I'm kind of often at them. And we take Eurostar all over Europe. We take Eurostar to Brussels and then jump on my wife and I. We travel a bit, you know. Well, I've got a couple of acres of woodland at my house up in Suffolk, and I lived in Los Angeles, and I could live anywhere in the world and still do my job. But I love Britain. I love the seasons.
Yes, it looked like.
Yeah, we've got a couple of acres of woodland and overgrown orchard. And man, you know, four seasons. It's like four different pieces of land.
When you stay in a country that hasn't quite got those, you do miss it.
You miss it.
It's amazing.
I missed it in California. Lots and lots of the members of my extended family lived for a long time in Spain, and it didn't interest me in the slightest. You know, it's a sort of lack of culture and lack of seasonal changes.
Okay. Steve, have a great festival. Thanks for talking to us at Phoenix FM. And it's great that all the listeners are going to hear you in Brentwood. And have a good one. Thank you very much.
I'm glad they invited me.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.